So what is polycystic kidney disease? What is PKD?
PKD is the most common genetic disease affecting the kidneys. About 1 in 400 to 1 in 1,000 live births actually will carry a PKD mutation. Some of those people may not ever have ill consequences from the genetic mutation because in some PKD patients, it's so slowly progressive that it doesn't actually manifest in disease. However, the vast majority will have serious chronic kidney disease, oftentimes ending up in end-stage kidney disease where they will require dialysis or a kidney transplant.
So it's a broad spectrum of disease outcome. What does it actually look like? How do you recognize the disease? How do you diagnose polycystic kidney disease?
So there are two overall methods that we can use to diagnose patients with PKD. Generally and historically, before we had all the genetic technology that we have now, we would do imaging studies of the kidneys.
So ultrasounds.
So ultrasounds are usually the first line because they're inexpensive and they're benign. So it depends on how far progressed a patient is. So very early on, a patient may have no cysts whatsoever because in childhood, the vast majority of people will be completely asymptomatic. So as patients get older, we require more cysts to actually diagnose a patient. So if somebody's under 30, they'll usually need to have at least 3 cysts in one or both kidneys. Whereas as somebody gets older, it's very common to have cysts, especially in older age. So oftentimes in very elderly people into their 70s will require 4 cysts in each kidney to make a diagnosis. And actually, these cysts can become very large and very numerous, and the kidneys grow along with them. So some of these people will have kidneys the size of footballs are even larger, whereas a normal kidney is usually about the size of a fist. So we'll see large kidneys with lots of cysts.
What does a cyst actually look like?
It's a fluid-filled pocket, essentially. And as I said, it can form as part of normal physiology of aging or with chronic kidney disease of any etiology. However, these get extremely large and start to occupy a lot of the space of the healthy kidney tissue. And it's thought that this is why people develop worsening chronic kidney disease.
That the cysts, these fluid-filled balls, grow in size and actually compress otherwise normal kidney tissue and make it so the kidneys don't function as well over the course of time.
Correct.